that shineth only by a vessel of Kvetus. In other words, when the Rias Dam is brought about by a certain voluntary action that is done by the Isha. So in that case, we say, maybe she didn't do this voluntary action, and there was no Rias Dam. Masha Inkin by vessel of Guf, Piyot, and Itush. So there, it's an involuntary action. So in such a case, it's an involuntary action. So if she has a vessel of Yomim, a vessel of Guf, for a specific day, so then she's Asura afterwards. She's Asura. And he has to ask her. Why? Because in all likelihood,
and she's with
cambiamento, you have to formulate your culture around the barriers. But if that's not good, if that's not good, that's what Grandma's talking about, so then if it's Leon Kavua, then it would be Mara Shek and Yama Vesek Kavua. And she would be a Surah after the day of the Vesek. Because it's, we assume, or the Choshesh, that the Mikosh occurred and the Rhea occurred. So we have to ask her, we have to Mikosh, we're getting Yama Vesek Kavua. It's not Leon Kavua, it means it's not Leon Kavua. Sure, he's certainly explaining the Ramban differently. We'll see that there are other Achronim explained Beis Yosef differently. So that Mahalacha, there might not be enough community from the Shach and Beis Yosef, according to the understanding of the other Achronim in Beis Yosef. But in the Ramban, there's a Mahalacha. Because the Beis Yosef says that when Ramban says, not for the worship of Ramban, when he says, the low Beis Yosef, according to Beis Yosef, it means not for Yom Kavua by itself. According to the Shach, it means together with the Beis Yosef. Together with the Beis Yosef. And the Shach is not saying, he says, if the Beis Yosef, if the Ramban means, and she doesn't have a Vesef for a Yom Kavua by itself, that's a double portion, so why is Ramban telling us that? Of course, if there's a Vesef Kavua for a Yom by itself, so she's a Surah. Now, the O, the Beis Yosef, the Yom and the Chud, a custom of Reisha, she is a Vesef, how is it a Mechashit? The O, the Beis Yosef, not the Shmuel Vesef, the Kam, not the Vesef, Yom Kavua, Mashal, Vesef, a good point. Namely, Yom Kavua. The O, the Heifa, Mizkav, the Ramban Pisa. Ramban doesn't mention even a Pisa. The O, the Harash, the Dach, the Pisa, Nachat, the Kumash, the Kassel, the Ulai, the Shach says, Gamma Beis Yosef, Moda, the Bevest is a good. And cover the young and beautiful, cover the young and the food. The Romayo, that's like the one they might be go. Give me the pizza. Look at the market. Came in Shabbat, cover the mice, and the Kassel Rosa. I will love a Shabbat, I go from Pio to Ethish to come aside. So the Shach himself considered the possibility that maybe when the Beis Yosef talks about Vesna Guth, he doesn't mean the Vesna Guth from Pio to Ethish. He means the Vesna Kali the mice. The Doha, the Shabbat, the Mashu, the whole Vesna Guth, the 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 Vesna Guth,
So in other words, the difference is that in one,
in one, it's actually the Riyah that brings about the Mikra. And the other one, it's the Mikra that brings about the Riyah. So it's weird that it is, but she always has the Mikra and accompanies with it as Riyah's down. But it means there's a certain physical reaction that that brings about Amr Shkodesh, this Piyuk, and the Riyah's down. So in other words, it's the physical Matthias of the Riyah's down that even though it might be before the actual Riyah takes place, but it's still the Riyah that brings about the Piyuk. But in the other case, where certain Munchum is like, I guess I shall say, Amr Shkodesh, and certain Munchum is like, I guess I shall say, then it means that if the Piyuk happens to occur coincidentally, that will bring about a Riyah's down. So, which case is analogous to the case of Tzitzis? Analogous to the case of Tzitzis is the case where the Mikra brings about the Riyah. So that is what the Beis Yosef and the Machaber is referring to. He's referring to such a case. So in such a case, you say, Eim Elot Biyaka, the Lora also. Because in a Kanami, it's an involuntary act. But it doesn't really make a difference whether it's a voluntary act or an involuntary act. The main point is that it's the Maisa that brings about the Riyah. And if the Maisa doesn't occur, the Maisa has to occur independently. And if the Maisa doesn't occur, there won't be a Riyah. Mashenkin, the case where the Vasat indicates that the Riyah brings about the Mikra, so then we assume it occurred, and of course she does not. So this is how the Chavis Das explains the... And this is how the Chavis Das explains the Machaber. So he's Machaber between two different kinds of cases. So it's a short piece of the Chavis Das. He's Miyashiv, the Shaf Kasha. It's the last piece of Simon Kufke Dalad in the Urim. It's just cut and test well. Hashaf is 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 cut and test well. Hashaf is
she was already able to
count as I'm a king with Tavalis. So you have to say the Ferish Tavalti. When you call upon Kishamara, so Tavalti in a menace. If you move the Tanido, which is a Israel, or Shuru, or Vesha, or Gadam Yukadu, or Benedus, or Shiva, Tavalai Tmeya. So in such a case, it's like, it's like Vadai Tmeya. And we'll see later what the formation name of Ramban. If she closed the Tanido, which is a even if she didn't say that she's Tmeya. But she showed that she was Tmeya by the fact that she wore two clothes, only Yukad, the Benedus.
So perhaps I'm a little more mad by Isanida than by Isanida. This is the Shiloh.
and Rav was kosher? No, they have the same din. They have the same din. But Afal Pi Kein, Shmuel still was matzah. Shmuel still was matzah. It's not mitzvah chasidus. It was matzah. So this, that is that's one pshat in the Rishonim. Another pshat. So according to this pshat, actually the Salka Daita could have been that Midah should be more chomer. Not because Midah is more chomer, but it should be more chomer because of the Metzias. Because the Metzias, in other words, you can get around the problem. Rashaim came by Eishes Ish. So if she wouldn't be in a menace, there's no way to get around. Yeah, no. So now let's say, he mentions, the Shulam Gretzis mentions the Ritzvah. And told him, my after Zil, while Eishes Ish chomer today, this is for Mrs. Vezin. The Yeshua Omer, the Lati chomer, after Zil, she Eishel, Takana, Vitzvila, no menace. Well, Amir, Hamayah, Vishikah, Tezal, Vitzvah. So even though there's a Takana, by Tzvila, so still she's a menace on Masa. Still she's a menace on Masa. So in a finale, the rice is no chilek. But it could be that in other words, that the Chacham will be more machmer by Nidah because of this reason. Okay, that's one pshat. That's mentioned in the name of Kedusha Ritzvah. But then in the name of Kedusha Rashba, he mentions a different pshat. It's an interesting pshat. According to the Rashba, there never was a Salka Daita that Nidah should be more chomer than Eishes Ish. The Salka Daita was that the Masla by Eishes Ish is a much better Masla than by Nidah. I'll read the Lashon. He says, Vizel Shara Rashba, Af Mezul, Nasa Masla Vana Menas, Amashi Chutzuka Benel Ozidol Seishra Zidol Benoit, Ikol Meimar, Mishum Deba Eishes Ish, Ikol Nitzach HaMasla, Vivam HaNikarim Heim, Vahab Lo Lofa Shalharim Lomakak, Kadesh Lo Yuros HaNashar Vizanam, Avut Me'ani Lof, Lom Lom Lomakak, Lom Lom Lefarish, Lassam Abba Chayri, Avosh HaNimim Chom Lachosla, Vahad Lo Yachim Hochim Menas. What's the Masla by Eishes Ish? As we see from the Gemara, Masla was that she was approached by a Noshim Shein Amul Vanam. What's the Masla by Nida? So Rishon mentioned different examples. They mentioned from Yerushalmi that let's say she didn't have, she didn't feel so well. So that was the Lashon of Yerushalmi that Tosef mentioned. And for Bezim Beis is Lahavis Pichela. She said, I didn't have kolach. I didn't have kolach. So rather than tell him, I didn't know Lahavis Pichela, so she said Tnayan. So that or the Rambam mentions another Masla. Rambam mentions another Masla. If let's say when she was approached by the Baal, so there happened to be someone there. So she was embarrassed, so she said to the Baal, Tnayani. She didn't want to get into, you know, to tell him. Yeah, someone's around, and she said Tnayan. So that's also a Masla. So that was not a masla by Eishes Ish. It's a much stronger masla than by Nidah. Because by Eishes Ish, that a masla, she really couldn't have said the truth. What should she have said? She said, I'm a chuliyah, but you're not husband. So she said, I'm an Eishes Ish. Rashaim came with Gabi Nidah. She really could have said to the Baal, I don't have chayla, or this person is around, or whatever it is she could have said. But the masla still is not good. All we could still say, maybe the masla isn't the masla, because that's the darachas people. Sometimes they don't want to get into a discussion about something. So they say something which is, there's nothing to talk about. It's planning. It's final. There's nothing to discuss. But since that masla is not as strong, that was the shayla of Shmuel. So still, Rav was poshut because still had a masla, and Shmuel was machmir. So he was machmir because of this reason. So in other words, according to the Rashba, it's not that there was any svara to be machmir more by Nidah than by Eishes Ish. It's just mitzias, the masla of Eishes Ish is a better masla than the masla by Nidah. And in a case where the masla by Nidah would be just as strong as the masla by Eishes Ish, so then Shmuel wouldn't have had any shayla either. And it's mustaber that the reason Shmuel was machmir was for one of these reasons. Whatever reason Shmuel had for asking Gabaya, that's the reason he was machmir himself, even though Rav was poshut Gabaya. Either because since it's extra with Takana, so he felt there's a mitzvah seriously machmir, or because since the masla's not strong enough, so he felt there's a mitzvah seriously machmir. That's assuming Shmuel isn't cholik. If Shmuel is cholik, so he's cholik for one of these two reasons. And that's telling the Tzur Shomus Mitzvah, whether Shmuel is actually cholik and Rav, or it's just an inner mitzvah seriously. But Rav Lachan, there's no question that Lachan's like Rav, but a mitzvah seriously there is. A mitzvah seriously there is. There is another pshat in the Rishonim, just the reverse. But most Rishonim are dolphin. But there is a pshat in the Rishonim, actually, Tosis mentions such a pshat, they said, Aim with Farish. But there is such a pshat, that when Shmuel asked his Shaila, Amr Tmeani, the Chazar, Amr Tarani, Mahu, so he wasn't asking maybe she's Asura even with an Amasa. She was asking maybe she's Mataras even without an Amasa. Maybe only by Shafish you need an Amasa. But by Nidah you don't need an Amasa. There is such, there is a pshat. Why? Because Nidah is more calm than Shafish. Shafish is more calm. So in other words, the kasha that the other Rishonim ask, what's the Salka Daita between more by Nidah than by Shafish? So according to this pshat, other Abba, that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara Salka Daita is that Nidah is more calm, maybe you don't need an Amasa. Maybe only a masa. That's one pshat because it's more kal. Or another pshat is because not because it's more kal because there's no chi of misa, it's just chi of kares. But in other words, since Nidah has a takana, so again just reverse. Before I mentioned the pshat, since Nidah has a takana, so this is far to say it's more chomer. Now these Rishonim say since Nidah has a takana, that's the reason it should be more kal because you don't have to be kosher her of lying. In other words, why would she lie? She can always be kavala. So if she says that she's tahara, we can accept. We can believe her. But Rishonim are most Rishonim are adults of the pshat. Even though what I mentioned first about Nidah being kal because there's no chi of misa, so she would better mention that in the name of the rosh. But most Rishonim are dolphin is pshat because the Lashon HaGemara is not mashma that way, because the Lashon HaGemara says, Tosis mentions this point too, the Lashon HaGemara is, Amalai Aspazu in Nosna Masla Varana Menes. So the Lashon is, that the Kiddush is, that even in this case she's not Menes. Whereas according to that pshat, the Lashon really should be, Aspazu in Lom Nosna Masla Ayin Menes. So that's a different But they said after Zul, the Moshe and Rachel were in a minute. It's supposed to be the Moshe. He's the Moshe. Now Tosef mentions, in the name of Rabbi Yerushalmi, that the case was that her master was a Havas Bichela. So Tosef mentioned Rabbi Yerushalmi. Not Rabbi Yerushalmi also. It's interesting, in the Shittim of Betes, So Shmuel used to give the kosher bracha to his wife, and if she was tahara, she would accept it. If she wasn't tahara, she wouldn't accept it. So that was the siman to know if she was tahara or not. So in other words, what happened was, not that she said tmeyani, what happened was he gave her the kosher bracha and she wasn't makabla. She wasn't makabla. So that was the indication that she's tmeya. But later on, she told him that she was really tahara. But the reason she wasn't makabla is because of prodo v'chosos shoshmuel. Not that chosos shoshmuel was there, so because of prodo v'chosos shoshmuel, she didn't want him to makabla the kosher bracha herself. She felt maybe it would be insulting to chosos shoshmuel. So that was the amasla. So that's a very strong amasla. Because see, in the case, in other words, the case that most of Shari mentioned, Mary Yerushalmi, the amasla is not as strong because she could have said tmeyani. But here in this case, it's not that she didn't say tmeyani. She just wasn't makabla the kosher bracha, and the amasla was to explain why she wasn't makabla the kosher bracha. So that's mentioned in the Chavos Hagonim. That's mentioned in the Chavos Hagonim. And still, shoshmuel was makabla herself, even in this case. So according to this Chavos Hagonim, only a very good amasla is really acceptable. But most of Shari mentioned Yerushalmi, and that's the way the halacha is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that such an amasla is a good amasla. She says, I didn't have kalach.
Other people,
yeah. So the halacha certainly is a good amasla. I'm just mentioning that the way the Chavos Hagonim explains the case, it would seem that it wasn't a good amasla. That's how it seems from the Shittim of Betes. Now the thing is, it's not in line with what Rishonim say from the Yerushalmi. Okay, so this is the halacha that is mentioned in Senes Amasla with Horeha. So then she's a nurse. So then the Torah says, Pasa Ramban, Hovzak Nidah B'Shkenoseo, Ba'afrika Chomeres Torani. So if she was Hovzak Nidah B'Shkenoseo, and then she said, "Tara, filo seres amasla v'rea, shomer esol v'vashim kodem elu, elu shol tachri deni." Actually, kilo yisi v'rea, inu nemenes, adkan. So, l'chalomar, kevin shenu, l'vashim kodem elu, sahabi kilo yinu shorosa, shorosa nemenes v'mo v'reiz. So Ramban says that amasla is only effective if she said tmeyani. But if she actually did a maisa, that she was l'vashis, bigger nidusa, l'chalomar, kevin shenu, then amasla is not effective. So the Torah asks, v'teimahu, v'ti odif, chuzik, kevin shenu, mika shomer es, v'feresh, tmeyani, shen amenes, shuv, v'omar, tarani, ali amasla. So the Torah is a kasha against Ramban. Why should it be worse than if she said tmeyani? So the Beis Yosef points out that the Rashba apparently is bothered by this kasha, and the Rashba explains that, in other words, that a person will sometimes say that which isn't true because of boshes or some other circumstance, but to do a maisa, that a person won't do. So to say tmeyani because she doesn't have kalach or because of busha, people around, that she might do. So therefore she's not menace in the masa. But to do a maisa because of such a reason, that people don't do. So therefore she's not menace. This is what the Rashba says. Okay, now, let's go, the rest of the seminar, this is one of you, the rest of the seminar has to do with the sugi and shuas. Let's go over first the Shulchan Aruch and the Sukkot on this part of the seminar. Then the nether will come to the second part of the seminar. Okay, Ha'isha shi b'cheskas tmei, also a lovel to tomo tevalti. Umei achar sh'ovri yomim sh'efshu linnos v'litvo menenes, afilu roe g'odel m'chlochim b'dam, menenes v'na shukta v'ochim avarti, l'sasakti v'tipo v'dom l'osa. V'im hovzik l'nida v'shkenoseo, sh'ru'u alo v'shes v'godem ha'miuchodim, v'imeni dusa, Shuva Kavala Tmeya. Okay. Now let's go over the task here. There's a long task. But it's not a difficult task. Alright, so now, of course, like a mushroom, the Akha Kaf Dafina Menes, will have to say in a menace. What's the Kiddush? If it's not Chayef for her to have been Tavalas, they will learn enough days to design the Kim, so she's Asura, she's not believed, of course. Chica Shayef Menes, Kim, she actually tells herself as well. The Nirish, I feel in Sotipo, the Mavu Kol Kaf Yom, she actually tells her, the Hanish, she would give a little bit the one and beyond Bob, the Yasuva, actually, the Ashuka, Alishim Tabo, it's a two little bit of one beyond Hey, the Yomarish, the Tabo, and Menes, Kim, she can find an So the Kiddush is that even if according to her normal pattern, it wouldn't have been possible, but it still is possible that this time it was different. So she's still my menace. Kshuva kavad ekmeya. Veloma hani amasla achakach. Kamo shakasa b'sav gimel. That's the Rav Ramban. Vehik shatur, chi odif, chok sekon nida, meomeres b'feresh tmeyani, shema hani sham nesinas amasla. Tirat sarash bo, demisham bosha sa ones, likri shal meres tmeyani, aval asos maisa kuli hai. Lil vosh begodim shal nida, enin amenes. Lefika kama hani sham achakach amasla. So that's what the Rashba says. Vayin mashak asafi, sim alef sifjid gimel mita. The master dunked in the Sinkus Rosai. Now, there in Simon Aleph, the Taz is master on the Psach of the Shulchan Aruch. So there it's mentioned that the Pasei Tabuch has some meat. And he made a simon of treifa. There's a certain simon that was used when a piece of meat was from a treifa. And he made a simon on this meat that it's from a treifa. And then afterwards he says, it wasn't really a treifa, but I didn't want anyone to buy it. I wanted it to be left for me. Therefore, I made a simon. So he's no menace. That's the din that's mentioned. Since he's giving him a master, so he's yaman. He's yaman. He's yaman with his master. the times there in Simon Aleph, you know, Simon Aleph, Sefer Gimel, he's marking on the spot, and he says, this is the marker for this din the marker for this din is the Rashbats. Now, so against the Rashbats, he has no conscience. Because the Rashbats brings a riot to this from the Suya and the Kasuga stuff of Bays, of Isha Shamal, the Bailat Mayani, that she's a menace to say Torani, if she gives him a Masa. So that's the Rashbats marker. So he has no conscience against the Rashbats. But the Machaber, who passes like Ramban, and Hilchas Nida, the Machaber passes like Ramban, that we only say a Masa, the God be doing a Maisa, that when she did a Maisa, that she wore, did any do so, Tosa, and Yitab Shemusa, then we say, so she did a Maisa, so a Masa was not effective. So how can the Machaber pass the Dua of the Rashbats? That even by doing a Maisa, he only did a Maisa. He didn't say it's a Treva. He did a Maisa. It was also Simon Barosha, Kenneth HaShokot, that it should be near that it's a Treva. So he only did a Maisa. So how can a Masa be, how can a Masa be effective? So therefore the Taz concludes that Al Kinir Shem Mahakal Sakash of an Arkan. And he mentions the Ramon, Simon Kuf Zayin, and Aki Moshe, that the Ramon asks from Simon Kuf Behei. So therefore the Taz is Masa on this Psaq of the Mechaber. Is Masa on this Psaq of the Mechaber.
What's the
Sugi in Rashbat? I'm sorry?
What's the
Sugi in Rashbat? The Sugi in Ksuba,
Sakh
of Beis, that mentions the Din of Nida, of a Masa. No. But insofar as the Rashbat is concerned, the Taz says, the Rashbat might agree with the Tur. The Tur says about the Ramban, it's a Tamer. It's a Mechalik. So the Rashbat might agree with the Tur. It doesn't agree with the Ramban. If the Mechaber passes with the Ramban, I think he passes with the Rashbat. That's the Mechalik. The Taz says you shouldn't be Mechal, like the Sakash of Mechal. Now let's go further in the Taz and see the time of the Rambam Prag. So then the Taz says, when Tosi Kosov Vishayim, the Rambam Prag, Vishani Huzikan Yidr Shemazel, the Rav Kuliyama Yadim Ramasa, and Kain Almas Omfer Kishav Zika Atma Nega Kuliyama, Rashayim Kim Bol Meres Lebalas Verani, Yepshir Somfer Atma Shachar Somla Samasa. So Rambam Prag gives what seems to be a different reason, that the reason Huzikan Yidr Shemazel Amasa doesn't help is not because of a chilek between an Amira and a Maisa. The chilek is that she would not do something which would establish herself as a Nida because even when she will mention that Masa, not everyone will hear that Masa. So if she wears a big nida, everyone sees that she's tamei. And then she'll tell her husband she didn't really mean it that way, she has no masa. So her husband will know, they have it everybody. So she wouldn't do this. But to tell her husband tamei ani, you know, she might say tamei ani and rely on the fact that later she'll tell him she has no masa. Because the person who she told that she's tamei, well, she'll tell her masa. Rashayim came to do this maisa, which Barabim indicates that she's a nida, so not everyone will know the masa.
Well, can't she change her clothes?
But it still won't, she might change her clothes, but that's not an indication that she's not a nida. It's not an indication that she never was neither. She just didn't have, for some reason, she didn't have those clothes available. So this is what, this is the time of Ramban Prag. So in other words, not everyone will know of the Masa. So the Taz says about this, he says, the Tirit Smell from who? So, you know, as a result of the svar of the Ramban Prag is, it really doesn't make a difference, even if it wasn't by the Maisa. If she did it for Ravim, the Masa is not effective. Now, insofar as the case of the Rosh HaKevesh, that he made a Siman that's Treifa, so it could be, even though over there in the Siman Aleph, the Taz only mentions the time of the Rashba, he doesn't mention the time of the Ramban Prag, but it could be that the Taz would be Masig on that din from this point of view also. In other words, a person would not say to the Ravim, or indicate to the Ravim that this piece of meat is a Treifa, if the Ravim then will not become aware of the fact that it's what, that he has no Masa. So he wouldn't do it. So as the Hasaga of the Taz is from either Svara, either the Svara of the Rashba, or the Svara of the Ramban Prag, either one. This is what he says. Now we'll see. Others, the Shach says, Miyashu is actually the Bach, says that there's no kasha for that. We'll see the rest of the children of the Ramah. So now the Taz says, Ma'isa b'isha achas. She yolda shalosh pomim v'chodesh hashmini. So the kosh shashayin ara goyim lo. So the rotsa lahaska v'yibura v'mei beisa. So she wanted, at least initially, to hide the fact that she was mabaras v'mei beisa, shem asel. So what did she do? So what she did was, is she indicated to people that she was tmeya, that she was tmeya nida. This way she would hide the fact that she was mubaras. Because generally, Mubaris is not the plan either, so she's playing.
If
she says play, I don't always expect her being Mubaris. So the Hiskim Baila, she told my clarity with Kulisi Burak, the Lahasa Burak. The initial Ramah, and Baila Mutha Lava Allah Besaita. So the Shaila is in the Chivas Ramah, most of the Chivas on the Gilead here, not all of it, but mostly. So the Ramah was asked, is she Mutaris then? The Hashi Lahata. The Harif was there, being in the Sinasa Masa, but Huzaka Nidus from the Sal. So the Ramah was Mater. Now, the main reason that the Ramban says that by Huzikan Yidr Shemusel, that Masa is not effective by Huzikan Yidr Shemusel, that's an unnatural, like, well, she didn't have kach, or some other natural, that's why. Why? Because, in other words, she wouldn't have done this, as we see from the Beit Yosef, that you mentioned in the Rashba, she wouldn't do this. She wouldn't be Masa Yidr Shemusel for such a reason. But where the Iker, when it was necessary for her to be Masa herself as a Nida before others. So then we can say, well, she wouldn't have done this. See, where the Masa gospel has nothing to do with other people. So then we say, in other words, if it wasn't true, she wouldn't have put on her big medusa just because she didn't have kach. But when the whole intention was to mazik herself and leave in front of other people, then she certainly would. So in other words, the whole svar of Ramban is mishayecha. The whole svar of Ramban is mishayecha. This is what Ramah says. In other words, the point is that when we say that Ramah was not affected by the Hosek Nidus Shah, where she could have been truthful, and it wouldn't have been necessary for her to resort to being Hosek Nidus Shah. But where, that was the whole point. She wanted to be Hosek Nidus Shah. She wanted people to think that she was a Nida. So then, certainly Ramah was affected. This is what the Ramah says. But the Taz is the Masek of the Ramah, and he says here it's not Shaykh altogether, the whole union. Why is the Shaykh to speak about Ramah if she said something at first, and then later she says, well, I said first, I really didn't mean the way it sounded. What I meant was the following. But in this case, she told the Baal from the very outset that she was going to do this in order that people shouldn't realize she's Mubarak. So then, it's not Shaykh, when she indicates that she's Tmeya, so from the very outset, she clarified that she really isn't Tmeya. So you don't have to resort to the Masa altogether. This is the Taz's point. Of course, the Shaykh says, and it's a Kesef, it's also in the Shaykh itself, that of course, the Ramah agrees with that too, but the Ramah is only saying that even in a case where she didn't tell the Baal, still she would be no medicine of the Masa in this case. Even in a case where she didn't tell the Baal her plan, and she just put on the dignity to do so in order that people shouldn't think she's embarrassed. And then afterwards she said to the Baal, I'm not Tmeya. I only did it because I don't want people to feel embarrassed. Still there are more holes that you would need a menace with this amassal.
Is that
a moral
defiant?
No, it's not necessarily. It's not the claim of the moral defiant. Why is it claim of the moral defiant? So that, so as the Ramah says, when do we say that? That's when you could have avoided the maisa. But when the maisa was necessary, then it's not shayach. As a matter of fact, from the Baal and the Shach, it seems that that's how the miyasha is the kasha of the Taz from Samar Alath and Yardaya. But the reason over there, he is believed in the amassal. The reason over there he is believing in the Masa, the Bach says, is because over there he had no choice. He had to do it. He had no choice. The person really didn't have to lie, the person could have said, then we say that she doesn't lie, so she's not the menace afterwards. She's not the menace. But in that case, it wasn't shy from any other way. So therefore, he's believing in the Masa. That's what the Bach says. Okay, so let's see what the translation says. Okay, means like the mirror, change the nickname as well. Because who's going to be the cave and the gills that came from 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 All the svaras from the master is if at the outset he shouldn't tell the Baal. But if the outset she told the Baal, I'm not Tmeya, but I'm going to do it for this reason, then certainly he ought not to consider her Tmeya. The Mira Nami Baha, the Karak Basra of the Kedushin, Sultan of the Sakhma Chazakas, the Maish Bishacha Shabbat Yishalayim, the Tinaf Mukha Baal Ksefa, the Vilas of Bola, the Sakhum, the Lubbish Shabbat Vada, the Elad of Nei, Shakarok Achareva. So in other words, that indicates that he was her son. The Hasan Rami, the first Samaritan, the Shas, the Yasser Shalim, the Shaitan, the Nation Adam, and the Shaitan, the Nation Adam, the Shaitan, the Nation Adam, the Shaitan, the So the fact that they acted in a manner that indicated that he was her son, that's a right that he's a son. But had she come and said in the presence of Adam, listen, for certain reasons I'm going to act in such a way that it will appear as if this is my son, but he's not my son, then certainly he wouldn't be considered like her son.
So we see that even though they told everyone that
she was her sister. But we don't say that she became a Samaritan. Because, since he had a Namasa, I mean, that was what the Ramah expresses. Since he had a Masa, because he arrived in Europe from the kingdom, what was that? So she, it's not true. So, right, of course, that's partial. I mean, and from the point of view of the Taz, it's partial too. I mean, because he told her, both Yitzchak and Rivka knew why they were saying this. It's just interesting, right? Okay, oh, do you see some of the Chuvah now? Shemacha Ramah, Lama Omer Husa Kanida, by the Loka, Omer Hiloka. So Ramah discusses that. He gives different Chuvah, Shemacha 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 Shemacha
begins from the bottom of the Yom Aleph, on the Simmons. So it says,
The Amish with Kash, I believe all of the other cats are what's so low I love. The Amish man, the Havinami Master for Bells. So the Bach says, that's also the Master. The Hoki Mashma during Maria is the children of Bates. So the Bach says, it's a good Master. But the Maria says, much more. Maria says, she doesn't even have to say. In Mashma Ocham, that's a little Amish for me. The Lonosa Master for Ravishon. And the May Atmo Bob, which has Etzel. The Habal Maki, which is Amish, the man, the Master of Kash, Amish, Mutal Lobola. The same Potak, Harav, which is When we come from there, the Habal Chai of Wishal also, Lomi Boetzel, Halo, Amish, Elif Mani. It's our Hoti, we see our Master, Shetom and Parish. Kach the kach, the diamond of kula, the nasenas amasa. Afal gab the shmuel, the amet uvde nafshe. The homo the hoshef, od kula, the volishka, that's over shtika. The su, the ram harib, the hita, the goetz over shtika. El the amo elav margeshes and ofi cave, and then the iron. The cheshes of shini veset, the shayim lo veset. The habal makash makas kat, the lobo amet of the ferish meani. Kain early pashas. The bas says two things. First of all, he says that certainly the baal has to ask her. And he can't rely on the fact that she's bo lishka veset. He can't rely on that. She has to say at the ferish. And he has to ask her. He told me it's rare. And she has to say at the ferish. She can't rely on this hokacha that she gives that she's bo lishka veset. So the Bach says you can't rely on that. He says, we see Shmuel was Machma even by Amasa, certainly we can't be Moses if he's only from such a situation. He says, even the Mariv was not so much Shtika when she said to him, Tlayani. Only when she said to him, she's kosher, because of Ka'ev, maybe I am, she's kosher, that might be an indication of a Shemidah. Yeah. So in such a case, the Mariv mentions relying on her Shtika. But not in the case where she actually said to Ma'am. So this is what the Bach says. Now the Shach mentions the Bach. Okay. The Shach, in Sivkot and Dalet, mentions the Bach. And he says,
from the circumstances and from the way she said it, that she didn't really mean it, that she's Tmeya. She just said it in a half cup.